Hello, you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. This is Freak Folks. We're gonna get started with a short PSA.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
So that was a PSA. And right now it's just me here, but DJ H-Dub should be here any second. Unfortunately, DJ Galia cannot be joining us today because she is at a family event. So here's a song.
Thank you.
So that was a song that I like a lot. Is that mic two?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully you can hear me.
I can hear you in it.
Last time, you could hear in the headphones, but not actually.
That's weird.
That's really weird. But hey,
howdy.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, folks.
Happy Earth Day, folks.
Happy Earth Day.
Okay, so Earth Day is the best day of the year on South Campus because right below us in the South Campus dining hall, they have the best food. It tastes like real food, and it's accessible for us gluten-free people and also probably for, like, vegetarians. And
oh, my God. Imagine on Earth Day they did all vegetarian.
I think it might.
Really?
I think it might be.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. But I had, like, paneer tikka masala.
That's terrible.
Parmesan polenta pancake, eggplant, really good salad, really good rice. It was just, like, tasted like real food. Food and I could actually eat a lot of it, and Yay. I had chocolate mousse for dessert. So Yay. Happy Earth Day, UMD! Thank you for giving us actual good food.
Happy Earth Day to the celiacs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also for like the Earth.
Yeah, and for the Earth.
Does the Earth know it's Earth Day?
I think yes. I always think about that. I every Earth Day I'm like, the Earth knows it's Earth Day. She's beautiful today.
Is Earth Day propaganda?
No.
I think it is.
No. I think it's propaganda in what way?
Like, it's just, like, a day.
Oh, well, everything's propaganda. Propaganda, if you think about it in that way, it's a beautiful thing. You know? It's a beautiful thing. It's, like, making things.
Like, but it's just, like, a way to make us real. Feel better about how we treat the Earth so terribly all the other times.
No, I think it's, like, a day to, like, make us think about the Earth.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like we should be thinking about it just, like, all the time, way more.
Yeah, but it's hard not... It's hard to, sometimes. But
because then, of the way things are. But yeah. It could be easier, too, if things were different.
But things are the way they are.
Yeah.
So it's good after
that's why,
day to, like,
that's why it's propaganda for the way that it is.
Sure. But I think it's better to have it than not.
Sure. Well...
right? We can't undo everything.
Yeah. Well,
no, we can't.
No, yeah, it's good, I guess. I just feel like nobody actually does anything. It's good if you do something, I guess, but
well,
also it can be used to like you can be environmentally friendly in a way that like comes off as environmentally friendly, but like you're actually not really helping that much.
But I feel like the important thing is like to like remember like your connection to the Earth, so like more maybe subconsciously/consciously like you treat the Earth better.
But like, does it do that?
Yeah.
You think it does just by like having like healthier food in the dining hall?
Oh, no, just like the fact that it's like Earth Day and it's like spring, and then everyone's like, oh my God, wait, it's Earth Day, and then they're more like aware of like the Earth.
Yeah, I just think it could be obviously more radical, then maybe that would be the solution.
Yeah, if people like did things like,
or just like even how we like talk about it, instead of just being like the Earth is so pretty, more being like the Earth is dying,
the Earth is so important, we are one with the Earth. But like the Earth is so pretty is like the first step to being like we are one with the Earth, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot for some of the people to really think that.
For sure. That's what was making me go crazy when I was an environmental science major.
Yeah.
Like the fact that like most people aren't like connected to the Earth, but I felt so connected to the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was great. That was terrible.
Yeah, it's really hard to be.
It was like stressful.
Like learning about. It was like things like that all the time.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't even learning, bro. I was just, like, thinking
you
about
it. You were learning.
Well, I was learning, but, like, I wasn't, like, learning about that. It just made me think about that. And then I was like, what do I even do? What do I even do?
Yeah. I feel like that's why, environmental history is really good.
Yes. And I was really excited to take that class.
Oh.
Assuming I would stay as environmental science.
Do you want to tell the listeners all the majors you've had?
So I've been environmental science and policy. I've been environmental science and policy, and I've been a dance major. I've been a psychology major and a dance major. And I've been a psychology and pre-nursing. And now I'm nothing.
You don't even have a major.
I don't even like have a major. I think technically, I'm still dance and psychology, even though I'm not taking any of those classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's such a cool combo, though.
Yeah, it was.
You've
awesome.
Had so many good eras.
Yeah. No, yeah, I did. And my dance and psychology major era was when I was like, maybe I'll be a movement therapist. Mm-hmm. But that was too like ambiguous for me. Like, what even?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. That's like you kind of gotta chart your own path.
Yeah, and I don't really like that.
Yeah. Well, I have always been history, but then yes. I added cinema and media studies last year, and then I dropped it a couple weeks ago. So.
Oh yeah, mazel tov dropping it.
Thank you. So now I'm free of that. But
yeah. Now she just likes films.
No, I'm like. Really into films right now in this second because I was feeling down on them because yeah. I'd seen just like a bunch of bad movies because I like seeing bad movies because it's fun, but it just made me be like movies are so bad because I watch like,
and you're like forced to watch them too, right?
I was forced to watch so many boring movies in yeah. the Soviet film class, but God. The past few movies we've watched for the class have been like so good, like the past two, and now I'm like I want to be watching movies all the time again.
And we watched
The Big Lebowski
and in
that
theater.
Was really good.
That was so good.
It was yeah. so good. So I'm back on movies, but I'm glad I'm not a movie major because they make you just like, it's like good to be forced to watch some of them, but like some of them we've had to watch for this, like most of the movies for this class have been just like average. And it's like interesting because it's like historical. So you see what movies were under the Soviet Union, which is like very interesting concepts, but you have to sit through like 2 hours of just like, kind of boring mm-hmm. bad movies that are like but the one we watched this week was so good.
Yes. The so 3 hour
you,
one?
Yeah. If you have movie recs,
yeah, comment down below if you have any movie recs because we're in our movie era again. Oh. I want to watch good movies.
Okay, let's try and do it sometime.
Yeah. Maybe not this week. Honestly, maybe even this week. No.
Maybe Friday, if we don't
no,
have anything else.
I'm not going to be here Friday.
Are you going in the overnight?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd miss the bug rave.
Oh, no.
DJ Bug.
When?
Saturday.
Okay, well, I might have to come back with me.
Wait, you should. No, that's because Saturday night, like, that's pretty much the end.
Yeah. And I might actually have to come back with a D because she has to, and that'd be better for me anyways.
Yeah, wait, you should do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Bug rave.
No, I need Bug. I need DJ Bug.
Apparently he's being flaky though. Like.
Because he has a boyfriend. Bug, if you're listening, love you, Bug.
Miss you. But that will be fun.
Yay.
But anyways, I'm really like hyper today because we're both drinking Celsius right now.
Yeah, it's that kind of week. I have an exam.
I have a paper.
Yes.
So that's just
that's
where
so beautiful.
We're at.
We're like, wait, what's the word? We're like together. We're together. We're like polar something.
Yeah, like we're on the same track, but like different.
In our own
yeah.
ways and worlds.
Yeah, very different kinds of. So what's your exam on? Like what part of the body?
It's on reproductive system, urinary, renal system, and digestive system.
Yeah. My paper is a book review. And I'm doing it on a book about the archives of the national police under the dictatorship in Guatemala. And I actually really like the book, but I was like just like writing out my intro and I started like tearing it up and being like, wait, there's like a fundamental problem with the way this book is laid out. So now my paper is like pretty really critical, but I feel bad because it's like a really important book and is good, but my criticism of it, I feel like, is valid. But I feel bad, kind of bad. But wait, usually what? In book reviews, I'm too nice. So this is me being like...
No, it's cool. That's cool. Why do you feel bad?
Because it's like a really important book. And the reason why she did the thing that I'm criticizing is like a good reason. Like it was to like help bring attention to this project that's still ongoing.
Wait, what did she do?
So the book is about like the archives from the National Police in Guatemala. So the first half of the book is about like the history of these archives and like how they were discovered by like these progressive people, and also like how they were created by the Guatemalan police during their civil war, like with the help with the US. And then the second half of the book is just about like she just interviews all these people that work on the project and is like, how do you feel about it? How does it change how you feel about justice and blah blah blah, and like what's this gonna happen? And so the first half of the book is like history, and the second half is like anthropology. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't really work because you can't tie an argument about history to be like dependent on how people feel in the present. Like she's tying the strength of her argument about like how important these archives are to what people are feeling in the present, and that's so like subject to change and also like state repression and all these other things. So I'm saying like it doesn't work to have like those two different halves of the book that have like different theoretical frameworks. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad because the whole reason she does the second half that way is to like call attention to how it's a project that's still ongoing that needs support.
Does she just not like link them well together, or like the way she like relates the history and then the people?
Yeah, it's just like by saying that, like by showing, like when you have a historical argument, you don't test it in the present. You test it with the evidence in the past. Mm-hmm. So by testing it on the present, she's kind of undermining it, is what I'm arguing.
Mm. But like, what if she's just like, now here's a segment of what people think now, but she's like tying it to the past.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
She's like making this argument about the power of archival thinking.
Okay.
And but I just feel like that's such a petty thing to like try and criticize, but I was just writing and that's what happened.
No, that's cool that you're writing that. That's interesting.
But we're doing a peer review tomorrow, so we'll see what they say.
They're gonna be like, oh my god, you're evil.
Yeah, and another guy in my group did the same book and he was like, I love this book.
Well, do you have a part where you're like, this is really good, just this part is bad?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, right now I only have 2 pages. Mm. But I it is a good book. It's really important. I just don't like how much attention she puts on these, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm being unfair. Like, I might have to start over. No, I can't start over. I really feel like I'm being unfair. Like, it's just fucked up. Sorry. It's messed up.
Well, it's not messed up. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I can hate on her. I just felt like it was like actually an original like argument, something that was like.
And it's fun to be devil's advocate, but you're not even being devil's advocate. You're like just mentioning a thing that could have been better.
Yeah.
But like it's more good than bad, the whole thing.
But just like being negative like stresses me out.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I prefer to. True. Like every other book review I've written, they've been like, you should have included more criticism. But so now I feel
and
like
you're like, okay.
Yeah. I just had another class where we all hated the reading from the previous week and the teacher was really sad.
Aww.
Like we were all like, this is so badly written.
That's really funny. That's so sad.
Yeah. I feel like the Celsius is gonna make me explode.
Oh no. Where do you feel it in your body?
Dad, if you're listening, I'm not drinking my dad said, don't start over in all caps.
My mom texted me, no overnight! Exclamation point.
Okay.
So, I'm probably just gonna go for a bit because honestly, I think it might rejuvenate me in a certain way that'll be even better.
Yeah, it probably will because it's gonna be beautiful. Dad, I'm not going to start over because I mean, I've only written two pages. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, do you know like what I mean? Like, does it sound like
call in?
Does it sound like it makes sense what I was saying?
Waiting for his response. But no, I think it's just like you're writing an interesting paper.
Said yes. Yeah.
Like, that's what's cool about it.
Okay. I'm just like turning into such a like purist historian. Like, if there's anything in a paper that says anything about predicting the future, I'm immediately just like, this sucks.
Mm. But then what's the point of history? Isn't that the whole thing? It's like patterns and then predicting future. Mm-mm. Kind of. Or like, not exactly future, but like, this happened once.
I think it's more just about knowing for when it does happen.
Okay.
And no, yeah, you're right. That's why I feel bad about being like that. But that's just like,
you shouldn't feel bad because this is just like the paper that you're writing. You know, you just chose to write like this because it's like interesting and cool and like,
yeah, no, that's how, but I it's like, think about it.
You don't have to feel bad because you don't even have to like think it. You're just like choosing to like write it.
No,
in
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes with papers that are so boring.
Yeah, because a book review is boring. It's just like a boring kind of thing to write because you're just summarizing usually what somebody else said. So you gotta find an angle.
Yeah.
Anyways, I could just talk forever right now because I'm so hyper. But should we play music?
Yeah. Let's play a song.
Okay.
Mississippi swells I know, ever drawing line to another time, to the sirens of Chicago or Memphis's eerie glow. Not quite cause you've chosen so, but in dreams you're drawn to drown in such a small town, to instinct's page you go, and you reflect on things you now know. Like how Cindy said, it all seems the same, embedded in patterns you don't notice, the features out of focus, it's a shame. The flashlight just falls in the direction you're headed, but you just knew there's nothing to gain. No measure of light among the sightless, immobilized and righteous, it was pain. So you pointed your beam in the direction of anywhere. And though urbanity was not without its flaws, you found the time and space you'd need to sharpen your claws and hone your eyesight on the skeletons upon which all your little interactions carry on. Those that are visible and not metaphysical and hot, the anatomy of everything. So when I got to your city, it was summer, it was pretty, and we walked around cause we had the time. You remarked on all the places that you hadn't seen in ages, disconnected from the metro city lines. And on the closed doors of the fire stations, testament to forced displacement, shocked me so to see it from the ground. What seems so functional from great heights looking down. But cities observed from planes, at some point so deceptively all start to look the same. You get distracted by the light below the clouds that seems to shine on through the night. You know and how it seems so lit up to some line, feel the brightness so confined, only skyscrapers shine, the tallest buildings do define. We'll be right back.
and letters now you wonder the lights you're living under and the vantage points you've yet to even come upon. You dream of transportation infrastructure, the bus stations on the blocks between the shops, lights flicker on and off and on, and my imagination too travels those streets, thinking of places and the people that we meet, and conversations with strangers on bus seats. Like you and Arthur on the 28 45, fading flip side of the day, and saying, oh, it is magical and cold, the place where cities and starscapes collide. I think of the people alive and awake on Magnolia's steep side. The living room lamps and the headlights of cars are like fireflies in the night sky.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da There's a road I know I must go. Stepping along the hum of the sidewalk, a marionette, a slave. Your legs are wood and tied to the city. Who has final say? It's hard to hug the girders, my brother. It's hard to swing and walk with your tempo one beat less than the others, or three times more at fault. I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why you stay. Yeah, I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why you stay. If your silver wings stuck on horizons, catch it when it goes.
People in the city call me country because of how I walk and talk and smile. Well, I don't mind them laughing in the city, but the country folks all say I'm city-fied. The fighting men may say that I'm a coward, 'cause I never push no one around. Gentle people call me troublemaker, 'cause I'll always fight and stand my ground. Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Some pious people point and call me sinner, because to them I've never seen the light. Other folks think of me as a preacher. I'm just doing what I think is right. The wealthy people think that I am a hobo, lean and hungry, writing mournful songs. And the poor, poor people think I am a rich man, but really, I'm just trying to get along. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Tell me where have all the average people gone? Yeah, the government has given me a number to simplify my birth and life and death. And still my woman thinks I'm all important, like moon and sun and sea and sky and breath. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone?
Brothers disappeared and the fish ain't biting like they used to. And my motel room opens to a weltering lawn. But the evening's warm, I know just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna drink and party with my friend Marty till the abstract blues are gone. Well, the cooler's full of ice and we've wedged open the motel room door. And there's a pair of girls just out of this world in room 104. They're on their way over with bikini tops and cut-off jeans. We don't know their names, but there's no mistaking what their manner means. Me and Marty and the girls, we party on the ocean side. Turned off the world for a while, let the problem slide. There's no better bruise for the abstract blues than a KO to a newie. And we'll be punching the lights out until the night's out, the girls and Marty and me. Lori is an Asian American, I love the exotic type. She says she's searching the whole world for surfing the perfect pipe. She don't like her parents, but ain't that inherent for a healthy girl? I don't know where she's been, but tonight I will hang ten on a surfer girl. And Marty's got Susie by his side, they're dancing to a Latin beat. She's got cute little anklets resting just over her tan little feet. I can't hear what they're saying, but I can tell that they're praying that the song won't end. I need this before we all go back to the real world again. Me and Marty and the girls, we party by the ocean side. Turned off the world for a while, let the problems slide. There's no better bruise for the abstract blues than a KO to ennui. We're gonna get the decision, festive collision, the girls and Marty and me. Then in the morning, sunshine comes warning the window blind. I'm laying with Lori, who's just laid with me, and it blows my mind. And I'm thinking that this time, I won't be going back to my former life. I'm throwing my lot in, 'cause I'm glad I now have got into the maritime life. Me and Mari and the girls, we party at the ocean side. Turned off the world for a while, let the problems slide. There's no better bruise for the abstract blues than a KO to a newie. And we'll be punching the lights out until the night's out. Gonna get the decision, a festive collision, the girls and Marty Lee.
A few minutes.
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, guys. Did you like our music?
Hey. So you just heard, say it.
The song?
Yeah.
Party with Marty by Will Oldham.
Party with Marty. That was a sweet song.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. Oh, okay. He has 37,000 monthly listeners, so he's not that niche, but I'd never heard of any of his other songs.
Hit him up.
But that's kind of niche, right? What's considered niche?
Yeah, I feel like that is. Is he, like, he makes music right now? Or he's older?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. No, that's still, that's niche.
But yeah, that was a good song.
So... basically, what are you guys doing for Earth Day? How do you guys celebrate Earth Day? Do you go on a hike? Or do you just be like, happy Earth Day? Comment down below. What else?
My dad just said he's also Bonnie Prince Billy. I don't know what that means. Is that some kind of show that he's an actor in?
Maybe he has like a stage name for something else he does.
Oh, okay. That would make more sense.
Well, I don't know.
And Palace Music. I know that one. Okay, thanks, Dad. So that's some... I'm looking now at Spotify. It generated me a playlist called Game Show. Are you over them?
Ooh, let's go.
And let's final verdict. No.
What? Over what? No what?
Like it looks at my listening history and it says, are you over them? They them?
Who's them?
I don't know, but this is what they say. Final verdict, no. The stats scream rebound, loop, not release.
Oh, this
cheers
is for
to
a certain
honesty.
Song.
No, this is they just generated a playlist of songs that I guess I've been listening to.
Oh, that you're not over.
No, it's like, are you over them? Like them as in like some person that you could be over or not, like romantically.
Oh, shoot.
So they say no. The stats scream rebound, loop, not release. Cheers to honesty. Your consolation prize, this zero play, shout along banger to belt in the shower till the feelings hit the off switch, collective gasp, then raucous applause. And it's Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Is she right? Yes.
No.
She must be right. Oh my god, I really want update. Spotify.
Looks at your last 30 days of
so
listening
funny.
To determine if you're over your ex or still hung up.
It psychoanalyzes you.
I'm regenerating.
Rebound season. Happy Earth
Wait,
Day.
Wait, it's just based off of the titles of the songs.
That's so good. What's this one?
It's still.
Are you over them?
Are there any more funny?
Wait,
things?
That's really good.
Spotify does.
You should go by Spotify.
Go by like have a direct my life as a movie, my musical tarot reading.
Ooh, yeah.
Generate.
Like, have Spotify be your guru, and then you're like, it's a sign, and then do, like, actualize off of it.
Yeah.
Like, fully, like, believe in it. Like,
but
religion.
It really just is looking at the titles.
Yeah. It's like, it's more like, it's a sign. This is right.
Hello, it's still generating. Symbolic meanings of songs.
Do you think you would be good at doing tarot readings?
Yeah, I used to do them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember?
No.
Wait, maybe. During, like...
Yeah, like, during my indie, like...
Oh my god, that's so good.
Okay. One Snapchat of a past, present, future spread. New slang by The Shins sets the current pace and end of... What's end of beginning?
Oh, it okay. is the end of a beginning.
Why is it saying my future is the Dominic Fike and Olivia Dean? When did I ever listen to them?
That's such a good future. It's you've never listened to them before. That's but it's an like, ad. That's your trajectory. That no. is. I wonder if they're paying them. No, but it's your trajectory. It's like you've been on this wave and like looking at the history archives as a historian. Like usually this is what happens for people. So you have to learn what to do in the moment.
Yeah, I'm going to start listening to what's this is the guy from Stranger Things, DJ O. How do you, Joe Keery?
Oh,
Dominic
yeah.
Fike.
And then
Olivia
Dominic
D.
Fike from Euphoria.
Okay. Olivia Dean.
Better start listening. Because this is the end of the beginning.
How do I delete this? Remove. That was bad. You need to get better AI, Spotify.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I would replace AI in that job. That would be so fun.
Yeah. To look through people's listening.
Yeah, and then do those like dumb, like not dumb. They're not dumb, they're cool. Like playlists
so
of
cool.
like
oh, it shows you the AI prompt they use.
Oh. That's nice.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for supporting AI through this. Spotify is also like an evil company.
Oh,
apparently.
Like more evil than Apple Music, you think, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That makes sense. Because so it's, that's why it's so good.
Yeah. But I mean, all these AI things like are kind of just like slop. Like they're not that good.
But like sometimes you can like find something good in there.
Yeah, like what is this? Beloved B-sides.
What's that?
B-sides are like the songs from an album that aren't like as popular.
Oh, okay.
That like might not get on like the official version.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's so cool.
This is cool because this is actually like music, not just
yeah.
like fake.
Yeah, it's just like here's music that you want to listen to that you'd have to be intentional about. But no, here.
Yeah, I'll listen to this later. That's actually cool.
See you later.
See you later, beloved B-sides. Unless they put like Olivia Dean on this again.
That'll be so good. I mean, that'll be a sign. I ain't listen to the nose no more. No more. Okay. Should we end on one song?
Sure.
Do you have one in mind that would be a banger ending?
Yeah, this one's from this playlist. I'll play this.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, well.
This is a beloved B-side.
Beloved B-side. Thank you so much, Spotify.
Thank you, Spotify.
Thank you, Spotify. Thank you,
WNUC. You are a splendid butterfly. Your wings that make you beautiful, and I could make you fly away, but I could never make you stay. you said you were in love with me. Both of us know that that's impossible, and I could make you rue the day, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my learned words, not if I could write for you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my learned words. Now that you've made me want to die, you tell me that you're unboyfriendable, and I could make you pay and pay, but I could never make you stay. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my little words, not if I could write for you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my